Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers overnight around 43. For tomorrow, scattered rain, cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered rain showers in the lower 40s. As we head into Wednesday, isolated chance of rain showers, we'll see temperatures at 61. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Three teenagers died, a fourth teen injured when the car they were riding in crashed into the Cottonwood River south of Emporia over the weekend. The Lyons County Sheriff's Office said the wreck was discovered around 6:30 Saturday evening after an injured girl, 15-year-old Ashley Edwards, was spotted walking down the road. Edwards told deputies she had been in a passenger car that crashed. Authorities pulled a 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix from the river with three people inside. The Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Chase Luby, 13-year-old Paxton Luby, and 17-year-old Shelby Phoenix were all deceased. Edwards was taken to a hospital. Police in Wichita are trying to crack down on street racing after several recent incidents involving injuries and deaths. At least two people have been killed, two others injured in racing incidents over the past year. Sedgwick County Assistant District Attorney Aaron Breitenbach said street racing has been growing slowly over the past couple years. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Now to Garden City, where as part of efforts to boost its workers' overall health and wellness, Tyson Foods is partnering with Marathon Health to pilot 7 bright blue health centers near company production facilities. The health centers will give Tyson team members and their families easier access to high-quality health care and, in most cases, do so at no cost. The clinics will also collaborate with plant community health providers, including primary care physicians and specialists, to ensure that the appropriate care is delivered. The health center in Garden City is expected to open later this summer. A man who worked security at a Quick Trip store in Wichita died late last week, 2 days after being shot. Will Robinson was shot Wednesday night at the downtown store. Police in Wichita say he passed away on Friday at the age of 39. A suspect is in custody in the shooting. Robinson had worked as a security guard at Quick Trip for about a year. Prior to that, he was a Wichita police officer. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Prosecutors in Nebraska have been successful in getting death sentences for convicted murderers. But as the state adds to its death row population, many who oversee the state's capital punishment largely ignore the fact that Nebraska has no lethal injection drugs and very likely won't get any for years, if ever. While the nation remains divided over capital punishment, Nebraska stands out for its peculiar version of the institution. It is still wedded to the idea of executing prisoners, just not the practical part of doing it. The state is among a handful caught in a law versus reality netherworld as legislatures and activists wrestle over how the issue will eventually play out. U.S. red meat exports ended the first quarter on a high note. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports March beef and pork exports each posted the highest monthly value on record. Mid-American at Work News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week approved a public notice to be published for a hearing May 24th, 9 a.m., for comments concerning the five-year solid waste management plan. Commissioners approved a request to exchange federal funds at 90 cents of a dollar toward the recent Axtell Blacktop overlay. The bridge north of Oquito is currently curing and should be reopened in about a week. Agency on Aging Director advised she would like to open in-house dining May 17th and will continue to offer takeout meals as well. Commissioners approved a request to Alcove Springs Historical Park and the Marshall County Arts Cooperative in conjunction with the Beach Boys concert July 31st. Alcove Springs sustained some damage with last year's floods and they need to make some adjustments so equipment can be brought in for the concert. Request is $7,000 for Alcove Springs, $3,000 for the Arts Cooperative. They will be funded through the Special Parks Fund and the Bed and Tax Tourism Fund. Commissioner Bramhall reported construction on the Irish Creek Wind Farm continues. He's attending weekly updates and will get the 24/7 hotline number and contact information to be listed on the website. Mike Peschel with Twin Valley Developmental Services met with the board. Twin Valley's in the process of applying for a couple of grants to enhance their recycling program. One will include purchase of a horizontal baler. Another will include initial expenses, such as a vehicle and trailer to expand recycling drop-off locations and curbside pickups. Heschel asked for a letter of support to accompany the grant applications. This past year, Twin Valley recycled 679 tons of cardboard, 444 tons of paper, 36 tons of aluminum cans, 84 tons of milk jugs, and 12 tons of non-see-through plastics. Twin Valley currently has five residents working in the baling location at Beatty. Washington County Commissioners moved a step closer to revising the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, reviewing a draft of the proposed changes at last week's meeting. They set a public hearing for the plan May 17th at 9 a.m. Nemahal County Commissioners received a bid from Hall Brothers for 3-inch overlay on the Burns-Sabetha Road and on 120th Road, but made no decision, pending a request to the Kansas Department of Transportation to pay for the overlay on 120th Road. Mike Stewart was recently hired as a corrections officer for the Sheriff's Office. Commissioners viewed renovations being made to the Nemahal County Courtroom. Discussion was held on whether or not to move forward with construction of a new senior center transit facility. Commissioners decided to set a date at which they will discuss the issue once KDOT tells them the drop-dead date for the project. Approval was given to pay BG Consultants $16,000 to update work on the project. Discussion was also held concerning holding another public hearing for construction of the new facility before commissioners make a decision on the issue as well. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed an email from Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric concerning construction of a proposed solar power farm for the Seneca substation.
Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville netted over $380,000 in contributions, with over 1,200 donations to 44 different nonprofit organizations and causes. The Homer Hansen Stadium renovation was tops in number of contributions, with 123, totaling over $83,000. The Blue River Rail Trail, with a focus on stabilizing the Big Blue River Bank near a bridge crossing north of Marysville, was second high with 96 donors, giving over $28,000. The Historic Union Pacific Depot restoration with 81, and the Kister House Museum and Gardens with 52 donors, each raised around $17,000. Marysville Community Foundation and a number of sponsors had pledged $75,000 in matching funds for the fifth annual event, which again set a new record for contributions on Friday. The leaderboard and all totals are posted online at the organization's website, PonyUpMarysville.com.
Kent G. Obermeyer, age 88, of Oquito, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Kent Obermeyer. Connie Jaquis, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Connie Jaquis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken pot pie casserole, a biscuit, garden blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, the second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property tax due May 10th.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest for this Monday. It looks like partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies. We have a system that's going to move into the area late tonight, continuing into tomorrow, bringing some isolated rain showers across the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, it looks like we'll have clearing skies as we head towards the end of the week before more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. It looks like we'll see temperatures ranging in the 60s over the next several days. So across the area, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers overnight in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 50s, around 60. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of rain, lower 40s. As we head into Wednesday, isolated rain showers early. We'll see temps lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high hit the century mark on this date. The average low, 52. The record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. We received about an inch of rain with thunderstorms Saturday evening. Widespread coverage across the area. Some scattered areas of hail reported, as well as wind gusts to 60 miles an hour in some areas. A chilly start at 37 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The final sprint of the playoffs and cheating allegations against a Hall of Fame horse trainer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Facing an uphill battle in avoiding the NBA's postseason play-in tournament, Anthony Davis gave the Lakers a reason to believe.
Back to THT, flying down the middle right corner. Anthony Davis for three. Good again!
The call on ESPN LA 710. Davis delivered big time for LA, finishing with a double-double. 42 points, 12 rebounds. The defending champs held off Phoenix 123-110. The Lakers stay a game back of the Trailblazers for the sixth seed in the West. Earlier in the same arena, the Knicks took advantage of the Clippers' cold spell.
Now it's George against Randall. It was Batum on the last possession. Fall away. Hit it again!
On ESPN, Derrick Rose scored 25 points off the bench while the Clips were held to just 34% shooting from the three-point land. The Knickerbockers topped LA 106-100 to move one step closer towards ending a nearly decade-old playoff drought. Medina Spirit, winner of this year's Kentucky Derby, has put Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert back under the microscope after the three-year-old colt failed a post-race drug test. Baffert's barn was alerted by officials Saturday after elevated levels of an anti-inflammatory steroid were found in the horse's sample. Speaking with WHAS, the seven-time Derby winner denied any wrongdoing and promised to be fully transparent with the investigation.
I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
The draw for Saturday's Preakness Stakes has been moved to tomorrow while officials determine Medina Spirit's status. Baseball, it was deja vu all over again for the Nationals.
Swung on, base hit, line to left field, Wade scores, ball game over, Yankees win.
On WFAN, Giancarlo Stanton's single in the ninth helped the Yankees walk it off on the Nats for the second day in a row, 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Chinese exports hit higher numbers in April than anticipated as global demand for the country's goods remain high despite other countries' dealings with coronavirus recovery. One report says Chinese exports to the U.S. rose 31% in April compared to a year ago to $43.05 billion. Exports from the U.S. rose 52% to $13.94 billion. China's trade with its major partners grew despite tensions. China and the U.S. levied tariffs on each other worth billions during the trade war with the Trump administration. Tensions between China and Australia took a wrong turn late last week as Beijing suspended further high-level economic negotiations between the two countries. Economist Joseph Capurso, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, said the improvement in trade between the U.S. and China due to President Biden's fiscal stimulus. He said the recovery in the U.S.-China trade has reversed much of the trade war slump, even though free restrictions on trade have actually gotten removed. He said China also bought Australian products despite restrictions, most of which are on farm goods. Chinese imports from Australia rose 49% to $40 billion, while exports jumped 43% to $26.79 billion. A year after the pandemic disrupted the hog industry and left many producers facing financial ruin, operators now experiencing a once-in-a-lifetime rally. Relative finish margin climbed another $7 a head last week to $105, according to Sterling Pork Profit Tracker. Margins are $30 higher than a month ago, and a year ago, pork producers lost an average of $43 per head. A year ago, some market-ready hogs had no final home, and their value was near zero. Last week marked the 13th consecutive week with positive margins, and the lean carcass price averaged $117.04 last week, up into the $5.50 from the previous week. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sublogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Good morning, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, a lot of attention will be paid to Wednesday's first USDA supply and demand forecasts for the new crop year, but USDA will also be issuing forecasts for both new and old crop years with this report. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jankanowski.
This current crop year is still being marketed, so, we're still looking at the supply and demand balance for the old crop, and the export forecast for the old crop is still going to play into the amount of stocks we have at the end of this crop year that we carry into the new crop year, and all of the other demand components as well. We continue to look at and basically with the ultimate goal of having some idea how tight the stocks will be once this new crop is harvested in August, September, October. So, we still have a lot of work to do in covering the developments for the old crop.
Again, the next supply and demand report will be issued Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central Time. In other news, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Food Price Index showed a significant price increase for food compared to 2020. The index is a measure of the monthly change in international prices of a basket of food commodities. The newest price food index averaged 120.9 points in April. That's 2% higher than in March and almost 31% higher than at the same point last year. It's the 11th consecutive monthly rise in the value of the index. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Vietra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a 10:30 start here today on the way ups right up to 12 o'clock noon. It will be hay time in the hay department. There is, in the square bales, 88 alfalfa second cut. There'll be another 80 alfalfa fourth cut. In the brome depart, that good Dieter's brome hay out of Kansas, there's 108. In the big rounds, there's 20 round alfalfa second cut. They weigh 1620. Another 20 round alfalfa third cut weighing 1600. Round alfalfa 7 fourth cut that weighs 1700. And in the round grass, there is 20. So that'll be shortly afternoon on the hay sales here today. In the cattle markets last week, guys, kind of a broken record. 118, 119, 188 to 190 in the carcass. That just seems to trade a dollar or so back and forth and not too much excitement in that fed cattle market there so far. And the feeders here today and the cow-calf families, they'll be right after the hay sales, so we're talking 12-15, 12-20. There's seven black baldy families, 7 to 10-year-olds with 3-week-old very good black calves on them. In the cow-calf department, there's three back families. There's one first calf and two running age. They've got black steer and heifer calves running on those also. In the feeder cattle here today, there's 11 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 350 to 550. Another six black and red heifer yearlings are going to weigh 750. And a group of 28 black baldy, red baldy steer and heifers are going to be weighing 450 to 600. There's additional 25 head of ones, twos, and threes out there, guys, small calves that you can certainly add to if you're looking for some calves to go out on grass. So certainly give us a call. Tanya Riccardini, 223-3571. We say thanks for the business, and you can certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Vietra77.net.
As Bubba from Forrest Gump said, you can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, and sauté it. It's National Shrimp Day. The story behind that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. The lead singer of rock group U2, Bono, is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1962, Marvel Comics published the first issue of The Incredible Hulk. Did you know that there's a type of shrimp called the Green Hulk that can grow to be 2 inches long and can be kept as pets, which is fitting for National Shrimp Day? Americans eat more shrimp than any other seafood, which is a good thing. They're super healthy and a great source of omega-3, calcium, and protein. Needless to say, there are thousands of recipes that can satiate the taste buds of shrimp lovers, so plan on seafood tonight for dinner or visit your favorite seafood restaurant. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region Saturday evening, prompting wind gusts to 60 miles an hour. Quarter-size hail, spotty in some areas. Widespread, though, welcome. Rains, we received about an inch here at studios in Marysville. 37 on a chilly start for your Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Yermin Mercedes and Jose Abreu had three RBIs each to help the Chicago White Sox beat Kansas City 9-3, finishing off a three-game sweep and handing the Royals their eighth consecutive loss. The Royals were winless in their seven-game homestand. They opened the homestand up 1.5 games in the division, but leave their friendly confines back 3.5 games. They were swept by the Indians earlier in the week. The White Sox beat the Royals 10 straight times on the road now. The last team to do that was Oakland from 2003 to 06, when they beat Kansas City 12 consecutive times in Kauffman Stadium. Up next for the Royals, they'll be heading to Michigan to take on the Detroit Tigers first pitch tomorrow evening at 6:10. The Wichita Wind Surge improved to 5-1 on the season after another victory in Springfield. Their home opener is tomorrow at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
You were standing at my front door when I came home tonight, and I could tell by the look you gave me you were needing my advice. You said a tear rolls down your face, but girl, I've seen the way he looks at you, and I know someone who'd gladly take your place. If I were you, I'd run back home tonight, tell him everything's all right. Yeah, I know what I'd do if I were you. I'd never let him go. I'd have someone to hold my whole life through if I were you. Shouldn't think you're missing out on something because you wear a wedding band. 'Cause I can't seem to find somebody who wants more than just a one-night stand.
is over, and now the lines have all been drawn. The vows we made began to fade, but now they're gone. Put your pictures in a shoebox and my gold ring in a drawer. I'm not supposed to love you anymore. She's jealous of this freedom that I found. If she were me, she would be out on the town. And she says she can't imagine what on earth I'm waiting for. I'm not supposed to love.